Season's greetings, everyone. I'm Joanna Juvelis, Senior Multimedia Journalist for the Belmont Citizen Herald and Wicked Local Belmont, and you're watching Belmont's newest talk show, Belmont Buzz. I'm your host, and today I actually have a very special co-host with me. She's a dear friend and pretty well known around Belmont, Nancy Saris. Nancy serves on the board of the Belmont Media Center. She's very active with the Belmont Women's Club, and she's also active with the Taxiarchy Greek Orthodox Church in Watertown. And I'm sure there's countless other things that she could tell you about herself. But today, we're actually going to talk about holiday traditions. And this was actually Nancy's idea, and I want to thank you for that idea, Nancy, because that's definitely the latest buzz in Belmont is holiday traditions as we're in the heart of the holiday season.
We just wrapped up Hanukkah. And heading toward Christmas and a joyous new year ahead, we hope and pray. So, Joanna, thank you for having me today. I want to
have you on a regular basis. I think you'd be a great co-host.
Thank you. It'll be fun. I would love to do it. I enjoy the Media Center. I think we should, as Belmont residents, be really proud of the tremendous growth the Media Center's had. And our executive director, Jeff Hansel, has done so much with the FCC and all of these other things that are needed. We cannot lose community TV.
No, this can't.
To me is the heart of our town. I remember watching the kids when they were in high school in sports, et cetera. So we need to protect our community channel. So this is a privilege.
Well, that's
to be.
A whole other show that we're going to talk to. But I think today we're going to talk about holiday traditions. So, Nancy, tell me, what's your favorite holiday tradition? I'm sure you have more than one, but let's just give me your favorite.
One of my favorites is I had my mom's mother baked cookies every year, and she baked thousands of cookies and gave them away to all of our family members. And my mom's not a huge fan of baking. She loves to cook, but not bake. And so I really got involved with that as a young girl and trying to help my grandmother. My grandmother was old school, and she was a little difficult, and she kind of raised her voice quite a bit. Frankly, she yelled. If you dropped something, made a mess, or whatever. So my goal every year was to learn a little bit more about baking and to be yelled at a little bit less. So that's one of my favorite traditions.
What do you like to bake?
I bake anisette cookies.
Oh, wow.
I bake the old-fashioned star cookies, the sugar cookies that you decorate.
That sounds really good.
And, of course, for all of us who are trying to keep health top of mind, I bake these really neat fruit cookies, which people really like. And so I enjoy
it. It takes a lot of time to bake.
It takes hours and hours, but it's worth it. It's worth every minute of it. And I think it's kind of a, sad to say, a little bit of a lost art. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to it, and I think my recipients look forward to it. So,
okay, well, I better be one of those recipients.
You're on the list, Joanna. You're on the list. Don't worry.
So do you want to hear about my favorite holiday
tradition? I was just going to ask you, yeah.
Okay. By the way, if people are wondering, we are in a bookstore, and people are shopping. So you'll be seeing people walking by. That's just
part of the excitement in Belmont Center.
Where we are on site here at Belmont Books. I want to thank the owners, Kathleen Crowley and Chris Abazit, for having us here today. And we really, really appreciate it. Belmont Books and Belmont Center. We were without a bookstore for so many years, and it's so great to have it back. And they have the Black Bear Cafe. This is just a happening spot in Belmont. They have great hours.
The diversity in the books is phenomenal. There's comedy and history and all kinds of great things. And if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, or even you have a Hanukkah gift or two that's due, this is the place to visit.
Well, I'm going to bring up, actually, since we're talking about books, there was a favorite holiday tradition, but I'm sad to say that now that my kids are older, it's not a tradition anymore, but I used to read to them 'Twas the Night Before Christmas every night. On Christmas Eve, that was the last thing we did before they went to bed, and they would beg me, please read, and I was so tired. I'm like, alright, I'll read it to you. And now I'm like, you want me to read it to you? And they're like, no. But this is what happens, and that's why traditions are They're very important to try to keep going, you know. And there is one tradition that in my family that I have to say has kept going. Ever since I was a little girl, my grandfather would dress up as Santa and give us all our presents.
How nice.
And then my father took that over after he passed away, and he became a grandfather, and he was giving out all the presents to all the grandchildren, my children, my sister and brother's children. And now that my father has passed, my brother has taken over the tradition.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's a Christmas Day tradition where the man of the house dresses up as Santa and gives out the presents. It's really fun.
Make sure you give him my address, too, because no one leaves any presents for us. Once you get older and you have children and grandchildren, people kind of don't give you any gifts anymore. Maybe a gift card or whatever. But
yeah.
So send him over to my place. I'd love to have a surprise Santa visit.
I bet a lot of people in Belmont have holiday traditions that, you know, they may want to share with us. You want to go around and find out?
We will find out lots of great information today.
My name is Mary Chassie.
Do you live in Belmont?
Yes.
Can you tell me what your favorite holiday tradition is?
Well, my favorite holiday tradition is me and my family. We do a Yankee swap every Christmas Day. And we all get together, and it's a nice time.
I really like that idea. Do people do, like, gag gifts?
No, we do all different kinds of gifts. It's mostly just something that, like, everyone would like so that no one gets, like, sad if they don't have something they enjoy.
I really like that idea. That's great. Did you get your Yankee swap gift yet?
No, I haven't gotten mine yet. I need to do that soon.
What's your name?
I'm Hannah.
Do you live in Belmont?
I do.
Do you go to Belmont High?
Yep.
Oh, all right. What grade are you in?
11th.
Wow, you're a junior. You might know my daughter, Annette.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'll tell her I saw you. She was supposed to come today, but she didn't want to. Anyway, let's get on topic here. What is your favorite holiday tradition?
In our stockings, we always get an orange at the bottom. And so we always, like, eat them after we finish opening presents. And it's really just, like, a sweet way to end the present opening, I guess.
Who started that tradition in your family?
I believe my mom, like, brought it from her family when she grew up. So I'm not really sure, but it's been around a while.
Do you think you'll continue that when you have a family of your own?
Yeah, I think it's really sweet, and I don't know, I like oranges a lot.
Hi, I'm Nancy Saris with the Media Center. How are you?
Good.
And what is your name?
I'm Kristen.
And what do you do here at the bookstore, Kristen?
I sell lots of books and other things. It's a great job. Yeah.
Today I'd like to know what your favorite holiday tradition is. That's the topic for The Buzz this week, and I'd love to know.
Honestly, we don't really celebrate Christmas, but you know, you've got those families who are like, we celebrate Christmas for the kids, right? Mm-hmm. We celebrate Christmas for our dogs. So we put together stockings for them and things like that, and it's a lot of fun, and that's really all that we do for Christmas. We don't do a whole lot else.
I think that's great. I'm a real dog lover, so I would love to be part of that. I think that's a wonderful idea. I think of my dog as part of the family, and I think you're doing a great thing. I love your tradition. So we didn't want to interrupt your conversation, but we thought you looked like two really great, fun people that know all about celebrating and enjoying themselves, so... oh, yes, you are. Look at your reaction. This is great.
Oh, God.
Tell me your name.
Kathleen.
Yes.
And
what is your favorite holiday tradition? This is what we're sharing today.
All right. I love doing Christmas cookies. I make like 12 different kinds of Christmas cookies. Yep.
Yeah. How did you learn how to do that?
My grandmothers did it. Yep.
Today's the day for grandmother's stories.
Oh, gotcha. Yep. Yeah. So both of my
fantastic.
Grandmothers did it, and I just keep doing it.
Yep. Do you give it away to everybody?
I do, but I mostly, you know, bring it to family events. Different. Right. We have a bunch that we go to, so.
That is fantastic. I'm sure people would be really upset if you did not uphold that tradition.
Now I have to do it.
Yeah, it's a requirement, right?
I'll forget it. It's all over. Yep.
That's so great. Thank you for talking with us today.
No problem. Go ahead, Laura.
And what is your name?
Hi, my name's Laura.
Hi, Laura. And tell me what your favorite holiday tradition is.
I really love Christmas Eve because I just love the anticipation of that event. So we always go to our church's Christmas pageant and then come home and have Christmas Eve dinner, and I make everyone go up to bed early as much as I can to get the tree ready. So that's
get the tree ready and Santa Claus's visit.
Santa Claus magic happens.
That's wonderful. It is so great, isn't it? I hope Santa magic happens for me too this year.
Absolutely.
So we're asking people today what their favorite traditions are. So tell me, what's your first name?
Mary.
Yes,
Mary.
And Mary, what's your favorite tradition for the holiday season?
I really love to just duplicate what my mom does in terms of recipes and making sure that I carry on that tradition with the fishes, as the old Italian tradition goes. So that's my favorite for Christmas Eve.
That is fantastic. Seven fishes, right?
I don't do the seven.
Okay.
I try my best to do the lobster. She does the baked stuffed lobster, the baked stuffed shrimp. Sometimes we'll do the smelts, but she did them all back in the day. Yeah.
That is great. And now how many people would you have on New Year, on Christmas Eve, rather?
I'm probably going to have close to 10, maybe 12, but I have the crew coming over.
That's great.
My brother, his kids, my kids, my in-laws, yeah.
That's great. That's a wonderful tradition, and I'm sure everyone looks forward to that. Joanna, do you think we can get her to squeeze in two more seats?
Well, I wanted to ask, what do you do Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is a little bit more low-key. Sometimes we'll do a brunch, and then we'll have dinner later in the day, but the kids are opening up the gifts and relaxing and just enjoying the holiday and family and friends.
I think I'm hearing more and more people like to do the Christmas Eve and then have that day to enjoy, especially when you have younger children. They're opening up the gifts, and you're having breakfast, and it's kind of a nice day to relax, you know? So give us your weather prediction. What do you think is going to happen?
Let it snow. One of my kids doesn't believe in Santa anymore. And he's like, Mom, if there's Santa, it's going to snow Christmas Eve. I'm like, yes, it absolutely will.
Absolutely. We're praying for that, too. If we're going to be here in New England, might as well have a little white Christmas.
Cold enough, right? It's going to happen. Let's just hope. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you are really sweet, Mary. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm going to think about you Christmas Eve, because that's what my family used to do, too, when I was a kid. So that's great.
By the town field. So if you're around, come on over.
Are you Italian? You must be Italian.
Yeah, my mom's 100% Italian. I'm Polish, English, and Irish on my dad's side. But my mom did everything to follow tradition around the Italian household. So, yeah, everyone spoke Italian back in the day. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That is great. Buona Natale.
Yeah.
Buona
Natale. I wish I could respond to that.
Buona Natale. Yeah, Buona Natale. Same thing. Merry Christmas in Italian.
Hey, Chris.
How are you?
So I'm here with Chris Abuzaid. He is the co-owner of Belmont Books in Belmont Center with his wife, Kathleen Crowley. And he was kind enough, they were both kind enough to let us do this today. I want to thank you for letting us.
It's our pleasure. I mean, you were here at the very beginning. I remember you came in, I think, the first week that we opened. And they were very welcoming to us. And it's nice having you in here. And luckily, you came in on a busy day.
News of the Belmont bookstore opening was huge.
I hope so. We've gotten so much enthusiasm from the community. It just feels like it's the interest in the store is growing and growing, and the cafe is full almost every day. So it's very nice.
Do you want to tell us what your favorite holiday tradition is?
Well, our family waits till the last minute to get the tree, and we need a big tree, which means that we go and everybody's sold out of the big trees. So we drive all over eastern Massachusetts looking for somebody who has a big tree left over. And we always find one, but it takes a while.
Like around when do you get it usually?
Usually the week before. It's not too late, but late enough.
Why are you so late?
Well, usually because we're waiting for the kids to come home from college. So.
And then how long do you keep it up after Christmas?
New Year's Day, it goes out on the lawn.
Yeah, that's pretty short-lived.
Yeah, well, they don't usually last longer than that, because after the third day, we forget to water them.
And you don't have to deal with the pine needles everywhere?
Right, right. Actually, I had a Christmas tree catch fire when I was younger, so I'm always sensitive to getting them out of the house as soon as they've outlived their usefulness.
Yeah, I never leave mine on when I'm not home.
Yeah.
If it's real.
So have you gotten a lot of people to interview today?
We have a lot of friendly customers, Chris. Okay. A lot of people very willing to talk to us. And Nancy, come on over here, Nancy. So,
hi, Chris.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
I've worked with your wife, Kathy, on a few of the Literacy of the Lawn events.
Oh, right.
With the Belmont
right.
Women's
yeah,
Club.
Yeah, I remember.
So thank you for supporting that.
Oh,
we appreciate that.
That's great. It's fun for us to be involved in the community rather than just sort of sitting here waiting for customers to come in. We've also got a lot of the schools that have partners with us for various events or to just bring books into the students. So it's been nice. Yeah.
I've got my eye on a lot of gift ideas here today.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I hope this, if this gets broadcast quickly enough, Joanna isn't kidding. There are puzzles, note cards, beautiful, beautiful things to
this
pick from.
Free advertisement, Chris.
Yeah. That's right. Well, it's well-deserved. You've really brought back life to the community.
Okay.
We are avid readers here in Belmont, so we really are excited about what you've done. So thank you, Chris. And please thank Kathy for us as well.
I will.
Maybe we can do this on a regular basis, Belmont Buzz at Belmont Books.
Sure, that sounds nice.
My name is Joe Kujawinski.
Do you live in Belmont, Joe?
No, I live in Chicago, Illinois.
What brings you to Belmont Books?
My son, my daughter and grandson and my daughter's family.
That's great. Are you visiting for the holidays?
Yes, I'll be here for another week.
Can you tell me what your favorite holiday tradition is?
Well, being Polish, we have one of my favorites is for Christmas Eve, we call it Vigilia. And we do we don't have any meat, but it's mainly just non-meat dishes. And they're just all kinds of wonderful dishes with mushrooms and pierogi and different kinds of fish. So very good. But then we have a really wonderful tradition where we have some small wafers that we call opłatki. And you break off a piece and... the person that you are saying hello to or greeting, they break off a piece, you break off a piece, and then you greet each other and give each other best wishes for the next year.
I love that. That's really nice. Thank you so much for sharing that. Do you hope that your children and their children will continue to pass on these traditions?
Yes, so far they have.
Tell me your favorite holiday tradition.
Okay, Christmas Eve, my family always makes a 7-fish Italian dinner. Not exactly 7 courses, but 7 fishes. And then we go to a Christmas Eve service.
That's right. The Midnight Mass?
Yeah, the Midnight
Mass.
Did you
notice, Jeremy, that we have a theme here going? We've got the Polish food and the goodies on Christmas Eve. We've got the fish, the 7 fish, and yeah. It's a lot. 7 is a lot. That's aggressive. But I think you're right. The other young lady we interviewed, too, said she was Italian, and she does about 4 as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's all the bouillon base is cheating, but we still do it.
You could say there was a few extra kind of fishes in there, right?
They all look white, right?
Yeah. Well, Alec, it's a pleasure. Thank you for working here at Belmont Books. This is a great place to work. Every single person here has been extremely nice. It's a wonderful atmosphere. So thank you for talking with me today, Alec.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Perfect.
All right.
Hi. So tell me your name.
Brant Blumstein.
Brant Blumstein. Tell me, what's your favorite holiday tradition?
Oh, actually, I like Thanksgiving dinner a lot. That's my favorite. It's warm, it's family, it's a religious, and we don't have arguments, unlike everybody else is supposed to. As a matter of fact, we all agree, each the last few years, not to talk politics. And most of us are in agreement, but we can get worked up, work ourselves up. So whenever somebody starts to talk politics, somebody else will jump in and say, oh, that's enough. Let's move on.
Time to grab another drink or dessert or something, right?
How about them Red Sox, you know? So it's a fun time.
That is great, Brant. Thank you so much. It's a holiday, and I think you're right. Holidays can be tense, let's face it. Sometimes you're with people you see all the time, other times you're with people you don't see all the time, and then there's always the in-laws. Why do they call them in-laws, by the way? Did you ever think about that? Shouldn't they be called outlaws?
Outlaws, they would lock them up, and that may be not a bad thing, but I guess it's not constitutional.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's be nice. It's a beautiful season. Thank you for talking to us today, Brant.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Tildy. I am the store manager here at Belmont Books.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. It's very busy, which is great.
Well, thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
This is a special edition of Belmont Buzz and Belmont Books, and we're interviewing people about holiday traditions.
Oh, great.
So I'd like to ask you, what is your favorite holiday tradition?
My favorite holiday tradition is making latkes with my family and celebrating Hanukkah, as well as the giving that we do at Christmas. We celebrate both.
That's great. How did you learn to make them?
From my mom. Just a family recipe, and it's delicious.
How do you make it?
It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret.
Mostly you just need potatoes, onions, an egg, and some flour, and a lot of saffron oil.
Are they hard to make?
No, pretty easy, as long as you don't mind grating a lot of potatoes. But you could always use a food processor.
And this tradition was passed on from who?
From my mom's family.
For as long as, how far back do you think it goes?
Probably since my grandparents came over from Hungary, probably about 50 years ago.
Do you plan to pass this on to your family?
Definitely.
Why do you think that's important?
I think that food is a thing that brings a lot of people together. This year we made them with our friends who live out in Marlboro, and it's a good way to start discussions about things and enjoy the holidays together.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You know, Joanna, I was thinking today, listening to all of the holiday traditions that people shared with us, I heard a lot of learned it from my mom, learned it from my grandmother. I think oftentimes as moms, okay, we don't think our kids are really paying attention.
So true.
Okay, that yeah, they're discounting us, they're not listening, they think they have all the answers at a very young age. And what really resonates with me today and made me feel great was that they do listen. They do care about the family traditions. And no matter how contemporary the world becomes and how busy we are, it's important that we never forget our roots.
I couldn't agree more. And the key word you just said was busy.
Yep.
Busy's not an excuse not to carry on these important family traditions.
I think it's just nice. And everyone talked about bringing their family together and their friends. And I think to me, that's the essence of Christmas.
It also seems to me that the theme is food.
I can't dismiss what I heard today. And I think it's so nice to see a lot of the young people really follow the family traditions. It's wonderful.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to this very special episode of Belmont Buzz, this holiday edition here at Belmont Books and Belmont Center with my co-host, Nancy Saris. I'm Joanna Juvelis, signing off for now. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.